Hey, listen up, everybody.
Previously on Scotty's World.
We'll save that for season two. The game plan is going to be to have a lot of people. Until next season, love you guys.
One eternity later.
I'm back!
Every fall growing up, my Uncle Eldred used to build us a maze out of hay bales for us kids to play in. We called it Hay Place.
Phoebe doesn't eat turkey.
Phoebe?
Turkeys are beautiful, intelligent animals.
No, they're not. They're ugly and stupid and delicious.
Okay, we talked about this. We're just gonna watch football, drink beer, and then we are going to Best Buy for Black Friday.
And we're back. Thank you, Trev, since Paige didn't want to say anything. Welcome to the Happy Thanksgiving episode. We haven't done this in like, what, how long has it been, guys? Like a year?
Close to 3 years, I think.
Close to 3 years? Oh, wow, I was way off. Paige, you are in such a good mood tonight. I can just feel the energy and the happiness, especially when it comes to Thanksgiving. Do you have anything to say?
No.
Oh, nothing at all? No, are you doing okay?
I have a lot to say.
Yeah, clearly. I think we can all agree with that. So, welcome back. I'm here with my favorite brother of all, Trev. And my favorite wife of all, Paige. And we're doing a Thanksgiving special. Why are we doing a Thanksgiving special? Trev, why do you think we're doing a Thanksgiving special?
Well, we're already past Halloween, so we can't really do a Halloween special. But, I mean, we still could.
We could.
Well, I know there's someone here that doesn't have a huge liking for Thanksgiving, so I figured that's why we could do a...
Do you feel comfortable naming any names on that one, Trev?
Yeah. Hey.
So why don't we go to Paige then? Paige, why are we doing a Thanksgiving special? Do you agree with Trev? Are we doing this due to your love of Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving is about 2 weeks away. So why would we not do a Thanksgiving special?
Okay. So you agree with Trev then that we're doing it because Halloween already took place. But we could still do a Halloween episode. But we're not doing a Halloween episode, right?
Right.
We're tapping into your favorite holiday of... Is it a holiday?
No.
Why is it not a holiday?
No, it is a holiday.
So, bless you. That was the dog, everyone. His name's Arthur, in case you don't know. So is it or is it not?
It is a holiday, but okay. Just not one of my top favorite holidays.
Where would you know what? Why don't we go next? Where would you rank it? So wait, what are holidays to you? Which days are holidays?
There's a lot of them.
Okay, so go into them. Which Christmas, obviously?
No, I have to write them all down.
You don't have to write them all down. You know, let's do three.
My top three.
Top three.
4th of July is number one.
Is that a holiday?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
See, you got some different vibes tonight when Thanksgiving comes into play.
And Christmas.
Okay.
I'm a big Christmas fan. But do you break out Christmas and Christmas Eve?
I would put them together, me personally. What do you think, Trev?
Yeah, put them together.
Put them together? Okay. So
why? Do you think you should separate them? Is that why you're leaning towards it?
No. I was just curious.
Okay. All right.
And then I will have to say... I'm not a huge New Year's fan, but I do love the idea of, like, sparklers and stuff like that. So I might put New Year's Eve third.
So you like sparklers because of New Year's Eve, or you like sparklers because of 4th of July?
It's a mix of both.
So you would stand outside in, like, 10-degree weather and do sparklers?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
All right, I guess we'll put that to the test this
year. I love sparklers.
Trev and I are going to look forward to watching you from the inside of the house while you stand outside.
And your mom will be banging on pots and pans.
Yeah, doing the whistle. And then you hear someone say, shut the f*** up.
Yeah, you know what? New Year's is actually my third.
That's
favorite.
Your third. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you always have been a big 4th of July person. Trev, where would you have with your three?
Probably Christmas, Halloween, even though, I mean, Halloween's more fun, obviously, as a child, but with all the trick-or-treating and everything.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we obviously still love it because of all the Halloween films and just the fall feeling. And then third, I'd probably Easter.
Easter, like really?
Also, yeah.
Why Easter?
Hard-boiled
eggs?
Yeah, probably. I have always enjoyed the coloring of the eggs, and then it's kind of just like another Christmas in a way. I mean, just being with family. I mean, granted, you could say the same for like Thanksgiving or maybe New Year's, but yeah, Easter, I've always, like the eggs, just being with family, ham too. Always been a big lover of ham.
Your mom's crepes.
Yeah, crepes too. Exactly, that's a good point.
Very thin pancakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Easter. Easter is obviously a different date every year, but usually when I think of Easter, that's, you know, the beginning of spring for me.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah, that's very true. And that's why it is kind of annoying sometimes with I was going to say Christmas. I'm like, Christmas is different days every year. Easter, yeah, like you said, sometimes it's in March, other times it's in April. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, though, Paige, that's...
right around the corner.
It's, but that's... isn't it the same number every year? Is the same Thanksgiving the same number? Or no, is that one vary? That one varies?
It depends on the Thursday.
Depends on the Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
It does? Okay. Do you know when it is this year?
The 23rd, maybe?
I think it's the 23rd or the 23rd. Look it up, Trev. What do you got? I think it's... yeah, I think you're right. I think it is like the 23rd or the 24th.
See, I don't even know.
24th? Yeah, it's... So you know what? There. So let's get right into it.
You know what I'm going to celebrate that day?
What are you going to celebrate that day?
Our 10-year relationship.
Oh, that's great. But we already did that.
But 11/24.
Isn't that... oh, it's 11/24. I was thinking 10/24. Okay. Whoops, my B. That one's on me. So let's talk about... so why aren't you thrilled with Thanksgiving? What rubs you the wrong way? Why aren't you thankful? You should be thankful for it.
I am
thankful. And giving. Thankful and giving, all in the same word.
I am all of the above. Okay. I don't know. It's just not an exciting holiday to me. It's not.
Why not? You gotta have reasons. You can't just
eat that. It puts me to sleep. Of the food,
which we'll get into later regarding the food.
We will. I don't know. It's not very exciting to me. There's nothing. It's boring in the morning. You don't wake up with any excitement.
I do. I wake up every morning with excitement, especially Thanksgiving.
What are you excited for on Thanksgiving?
I wake up and I say, "Thank you," and then get on with my day.
And the whole day
is even Trev's like getting worried with your opinions right now with the microphone. Sorry, continue.
And the whole day is exciting to you.
Yeah. You could take a nap, which I've done a ton of this week.
That's so boring.
I've been napping hard this week.
You have.
So yeah, Thanksgiving is like big nap day.
No, the day after Thanksgiving I'm happy for. It's good shopping sales. You bring out the Christmas gifts. I mean, Christmas decorations.
Why don't you bring them out before that? And there's no like, are there really like, honey, we got to get the Thanksgiving decorations out. Like, is that?
You gotta wait.
Yeah, but you should get, what did I talk about that we need to get last night? What did I say that we have to get for Thanksgiving in order for me to feel Thanksgiving?
I don't know. What?
A corn.
Or cornucopia. Ask Brooke about cornucopias.
Okay. We can ask her at some point. Yeah. We can get her on the horn for a different episode. Maybe like next year's Thanksgiving episode, we can bring Brooke in. And she can talk about cornucopia. We can do a cornucopia discussion. Cornucopias.
What do you put in a cornucopia?
You know? I just envision a cornucopia as a... I envision it as... a table
setting?
A what?
A table setting?
Well, not a table setting, no. What I was going to get at was a bugle. An oversized bugle with vegetables inside of it. That's what I think of as a cornucopia. So you could like shove that on your hands, and so you and Brian like putting them on your fingers like everyone else in this world, right? You put them on your fingers. You said you and Brian liked doing that when you were younger?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, so I just see the overlarge cornucopia as like, just put it on your hand. Okay, you don't have to make that face. Don't go there, Paige. That's disgusting. That's weird. that's just weird. So you're just not a fan. You're just not a fan of Thanksgiving.
No.
If there was a top five for your amount of days, would you put it in the top five, or would it still be outside of the top five?
Still outside of top five.
Top seven.
Are we including like President's Day, Memorial Day?
Sure, why not?
Yes, then it would be outside of
really.
The top seven.
So you put those days in front of Thanksgiving.
1,000%.
You wake up excited for those days. You wake up excited for President's Day.
I do.
I find that very hard to believe.
Yeah.
Okay. So a top 10 then.
No.
All right, so it's outside of your top 10. It's I feel like you're just saying this now.
I probably just lied about that. But it's not.
Doesn't excite you.
Yeah, it does.
Just doesn't excite you. All right, that's fine. Well, you know, I thought this would be perfect that we did a Thanksgiving episode just to discuss your disliking for it, even though it's just enough said. I found interesting, so I thought about this, and I feel like Trev could be the one to answer this. I've never seen, so when it comes to Thanksgiving, I do think Thanksgiving is kind of a boring holiday. I don't think it's anything like... Now, wait, I'm not done yet. You're making facial expressions and hands, and that's to Paige, not to Trev. Trev's super excited about Thanksgiving. I can feel the excitement from him right now. I think it's interesting that there's no, like, Thanksgiving movies, Thanksgiving music, anything like that. It's like all the memes and everything you see now is it's tapping into Christmas. Everything I see is, as soon as November 1st hits, which happy birthday, Nina, November 1st. As soon as November 1st hits, we're going to be listening to Mariah Carey, you know, All I Want for Christmas for the next 2 months. Well, yeah, next 2 months. Yeah. So I don't feel like there's anything. Can you guys name a Thanksgiving movie off the top of your head?
Nope.
No. Paige, nothing? I can't. And I could have looked it up, but I was like, I don't want to look it up. Trev, can you look up, check Thanksgiving movies and see if there's anything in general that's a Thanksgiving movie or what's even defined as a Thanksgiving movie? Because I don't see anyone saying, oh, I wanted to put out this Thanksgiving special. It's going to be heat. This movie was so, it was the best Thanksgiving movie I've ever seen. There's no such thing. You might as well just say that Saw is a Thanksgiving movie. And I'm serious. Like, you know, you look at Christmas movies, you fire up the, oh, you got a facial expression. Which one's that? You've Got Mail? Okay. Oh yeah. That's such a good movie that we named that one off the top of our head as a Thanksgiving movie. I would say Halloween. I would say Home Alone's got a better chance of being deemed a Thanksgiving movie headed into Christmas. What's that one? Knives Out? They don't celebrate Thanksgiving in Knives Out. I don't think they celebrate Thanksgiving in Knives Out. I'm pretty sure they don't. Trev, what'd you pull up?
There's a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, if that counts. Mm-hmm.
We can give that one. All right, fine, fair enough.
Turkey Hollow from 2015.
What's it say? What's it about? That sounds like a horror movie for Thanksgiving.
It's like the Emerson family heads to the quaint town of Turkey Hollow to visit Aunt...
Who?
Tim and Annie quickly grow bored without the internet and soon try to track the howling hoodoo and elusive monster the locals dismiss as a legend. So
so is it deemed a comedy or is it deemed like a horror film?
It's like a... Not like a... It's like kind of animated. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it is kind of animated. Yeah.
Like, it almost looks like a kid's movie.
Yeah, it does. So Paige, you know what Paige pulled up? And I'll give you this one because it does... I immediately think of the scene... But it's still not a Thanksgiving movie. Which one did you pull up, Paige?
The Addams Family.
Values. Second one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Sorry to interrupt. You know what? I completely forgot. Because I was trying to think if there were any movies that I could remember that weren't completely about Thanksgiving, but yeah. If they actually celebrated Thanksgiving. The Blind Side.
I just showed him that one, and he said no. And they do celebrate.
Not paying attention.
But
no, you weren't. No, it's not that you weren't. It's that Paige. Yeah, Paige showed the phone to me, and I was like, no.
And they do celebrate Thanksgiving in that longer scene. Mm-hmm.
I completely forgot about that.
Fine, I'll give you guys that one then. I'll give it to you. And I think Values, the scene from Values, is one of the best like scenes I think in the two movies. Yeah. Is in Addams Family Values, they're doing the Thanksgiving play. Was it Pugsley?
Yeah.
Pugsley's doing the turkey. And then I think Wednesday just burns the whole thing down pretty much for the most part. All right, so we found three Thanksgiving movies that you guys can watch this Thanksgiving. Name them, Paige. What was it?
The Blind Side.
Uh-huh.
Charlie Brown. And, oh no. I mean, You Got Mail.
I was going to say Addams Family Values.
I already said Addams Family.
No, but I said three. I said give us our big three.
So you'd have two Addams Families?
No, only one. I wasn't going to put the first one in.
I said number two.
No, you said Charlie Brown, I think.
Garfield. No, Charlie Brown. I said Addams Family. Oh, wait. Did I say Blind? I don't know. Replay the tapes.
Garfield? Where did Garfield come from?
That's on my list.
Oh, is it? Is it?
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So the three movies I'm going to say you should watch would be Blindside. I'll give you guys. I like Addams Family Values, and we'll do Charlie Brown. And if you're looking for that bonus one, what was it, Trev? Turkey Hollow?
Turkey Hollow.
Turkey Hollow. Maybe we'll watch that one. We'll have to watch that one for Thanksgiving. We're going to Turkey Hollow. Maybe we can find an actual place called Turkey Hollow, too, and we can travel to it at some point in time.
Plane, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, is that? Okay. All right. Well, whoever's listening, they might even have more, too. Yeah. They could have more than that. So again, we chose, by the way, too, I don't think I've sworn this episode either already. Yeah. And I was going to introduce a swear jar just for you regarding this. So I'm doing my best to keep my mouth shut and I'm not saying shit with swearing. So add a dollar in. So I wrote down with Thanksgiving that I guess it's kind of similar to a certain extent when it comes to Thanksgiving versus I see like Christmas and Christmas Eve, because like you said, you count those 2 days as a combined effort as one. With Thanksgiving, I wrote down that I kind of see Thanksgiving as a marathon and not a sprint. And the reason I wrote that down, I don't, well, yeah, for you, it's a sprint. I think it's more of a marathon, though, because you look at Thanksgiving as, all right, you're gearing up for Wednesday. Wednesday's deemed as Blackout Wednesday. I always called it just Black Wednesday, but apparently they're staying away from that now, too. Apparently that's not even being used. So we'll just say,
going out Wednesday.
Yeah, or Drunk Wednesday. Do you have one, Trev?
I was always Blackout Wednesday, but yeah, Drunk Wednesday.
You like Drunk Wednesday? All right, so going out south. Sorry, Paige. No pun intended. So we'll go with Drunk Wednesday. And I do feel like corporate companies all let their employees out early on Drunk Wednesday. I think that's – so that's the start of it. Then you gear up for Thanksgiving, Paige's favorite day of the year. You go through Thanksgiving, which Thanksgiving involves the food, celebration, and Sunday football. I think there's college – is there college football that
Sunday
takes place?
Football?
I mean, sorry, Thanksgiving football. Yeah, all right. Yeah, well, you really hate Thanksgiving because you remember that it's Thursday football. So, okay. So then you have football. There's like three games on it. There's two or three games on, I think, that day for the Thanksgiving games. The Cowboys are always a part of it. Yeah. I think the Lions are always a part of it. I don't know if there's college football. I never realized if there is that takes place. I feel like there should be, like morning games maybe. Like morning,
why do
like
I feel
before.
Like the Illinois-Mizzou, the border game, is on Thanksgiving?
Maybe it is. So there you go. So maybe there's college football,
Friday.
Too.
Might be that Friday after Thanksgiving.
Well, either way, so there you go. So you still got, like, you got all those football games on Wednesday that literally last from, like, I think, like, noon at the latest to start. And then all the way to the end of the day. Like, I think there's, like, a Thursday night game, I think, for NFL. Then after that, you do have also, which... I wrote down, too, the turkey trot and the turkey bowl, which...
You're stretching a bit.
No, I'm not. These are... Not at all. The turkey trot's a huge deal.
Christmas is more of a marathon than Thanksgiving.
You don't do the jingle trot for Christmas because there is no such thing. Everyone knows of the turkey trot.
The 31 days of Christmas?
Okay.
I mean 25 days of Christmas.
Jesus. Garfield, 31 days of Christmas? I just want to take a square.
I think I've had a total of 10 hours of sleep this week.
No, I think you're all right. I think you've got like 10 as of last night. So that,
wish.
So, turkey trot's a very popular thing. Everyone talks about the turkey trot. Trav agrees. You don't. And that's because if you're disliking.
People complain.
They still do it.
People, when you hear families say that they do the turkey trot, how many people are really excited out of the entire
Josh
family?
Wittenberg.
I said the entire family. You just named one person out of the Wittenberg family.
That's a big name representing the family.
So if your dad made you guys wake up on Friday to go do the turkey trot, would you do it?
Oh, I'd be, pardon my French, I'd be
It's at 7 a.m.
fucking miserable.
$2. Would you wake up and do it?
I would now. I think I've done it previously, maybe once or twice.
Say no.
I said I wouldn't now. I said I think I've done it previously. And yeah, like I wrote in parentheses. Hungover, lazy now. That's me. Now, I don't know about hungover though. Like I don't remember the last time I got like tanked
but you're
on a drunk
to say
Wednesday.
This entire holiday is a marathon when it's really not.
It is.
It's one day.
I'm not even done. You get to Friday. What's Friday?
It's a sprint.
What's Friday?
Nothing to have to do with Thanksgiving.
Really? Because you didn't talk about how much you like the shopping on Black Friday.
It's officially Christmas season.
That's still part of the Thanksgiving weekend.
Nope.
Yes, it definitely is.
No.
We'll let people put that up for Trev. What do you think? Do you think that's a part of Thanksgiving or do you think that's a part of Christmas season? Because I actually kind of get Paige's point here.
I'd still put it with Thanksgiving.
No, the radios turn over. The radios.
It's okay, no. Hang on. It's Trev's turn to talk, not yours.
No.
Go ahead, Trev, continue. I'm sorry for Paige rudely interrupting.
No, I was just going to say, I feel like it's still part of the Thanksgiving week or weekend, whatever you want to call it, but it's definitely.
Because I'm drinking a Fistmas. Like, that's Thanksgiving. Sorry, continue.
Oh, you're good. It's definitely the, introduction, I think, into the holiday season is Black Friday. So I think it can be, like, kind of, I think it can be, like, the halfway point between both, but I'd still consider it, part of Thanksgiving week.
It's basically like a teeter-totter. Mm-hmm. And I can understand, now I did say, like, a minute or two ago, that I get your point because it is, Black Friday is basically meant for Christmas shopping. Mm-hmm. But there's people that shop for Christmas weeks before that, months before that, even a year before that, people shop for Christmas. And that's why I think that Black Friday is part of Thanksgiving.
So do you count all the other holidays?
Yeah, absolutely. All of them.
Hear that Christmas is all
every single
long?
One. Christmas starts on Sunday, never ends. I think Christmas is... Oh, wait, no. I meant Easter. Damn it. I meant Easter. But I think that Friday is still... So that's why I wrote that it's a marathon. Because I think it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then the weekend, too. No. You don't agree with that. Why?
Do you ever celebrate Thanksgiving on the weekend?
Yeah.
No, you
leftovers.
Don't.
Really, leftovers.
When's the last time that you had Thanksgiving leftovers?
Every year. Yearly. Please. Annually.
Where's Nina?
That Nina's not here to rescue. Why do you need Nina? You should be so confident in your answers. So come on, tell us.
No.
Yeah, because you've got nothing.
You never even eat the leftovers. I have to throw them out.
I'm a huge leftover supporter. You don't like leftovers. You're like, leftovers are so gross and weird to me.
You don't eat your family's leftovers that sit in our fridge and I have to throw them out.
I definitely eat my family's leftovers.
No,
your family's leftovers. Because it's your family now, too.
Yes, our family.
There you go.
You don't eat it.
That's better. I definitely do.
We also had to throw out your mom's pierogies because you...
That's not true.
The ones that were sitting in the freezer in the blue bag.
Hopefully mom doesn't listen to this. Trev, do you eat leftovers? You're a big leftover supporter.
They were in there for
like 3 years. I can't say I eat leftovers, to be honest.
So Thanksgiving Trev's like,
Paige, don't cut me when I tell you that, you know, my opinion on leftovers too.
Yeah, no, I've never been, because yeah, leftovers, I need my food to be fresh.
Yes.
I've never been too big on left. Maybe pizza. But if it comes to, like, hot dogs or really meat overall, I can't do leftovers. And
how many hot dogs are you saving?
Trev's like, wouldn't you like to know?
That just made me chuckle. Just thinking.
Clearly,
about hot
dogs. We got that from your reaction after you said it. It's like you planned that whole thing out. I don't know what Paige's talking about. Paige doesn't know what she's talking about when it comes to leftovers. I do, like...
So let's
leftovers
go to your
a
food
lot.
Topic.
No, we're not going to go to food topic yet because I did put. Do you remember what it's called that's in the turkey? I had to look it up again because I can never remember the name of what is in the turkey.
That makes you tired?
Yes. Oh. Can either of you think of it?
That makes you tired?
Yeah, it makes you tired. They say that it's something in the turkey that makes you tired and basically puts everyone to sleep.
Melatonin?
So I believe.
Or the food.
It's melatonin is involved, but there's an actual term for it, and it's – correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's tryptophan or tryptophan. Mm-hmm. It's T-R-Y-P as in Paul, T as in Thomas, O-P-H-A-N. Tryptophan?
Not familiar with it.
But I looked it up, obviously, because I had no idea, too. Because like you said with the melatonin, that's kind of what I was thinking of, but – maybe if Krisha listens, she can correct this too. She probably knows the term tryptophan or how to correctly pronounce it. But so it's an essential amino acid used in the process of making serotonin. Serotonin is a hormone that helps balance your mood. The byproduct of the tryptophan to serotonin process is melatonin. Nice, Trev. A hormone that regulates sleeping and waking. So bada bing, bada boom. What did it say? How did it pronounce? Put it up to the thing.
Tryptophan.
Tryptophan. So tryptophan, not tryptophan or... Yeah, so tryptophan. Tryptophan. But yeah, so that's what it's called. Or at least that's what it came up on Google is that it's just... Yeah, I don't know. I probably won't remember that word tomorrow. I probably won't remember it.
You'll be surprised. Since we're talking about it on your podcast, you'll remember it.
How did she pronounce it again?
Tryptophan.
Tryptophan. Not tryptophan?
No.
No. What is it again?
Tryptophan.
What's it, Trev?
Tryptophan.
Say it 10 times and you'll remember it.
And you'll use the Glock radio.
Glock radio.
Tryptophan. Yeah, it's not a difficult one. That's okay. So I thought that was interesting. We're going to get to the food. Don't worry. I did write this one down, and I think this one could be a decent little detail here. Trev, what's your... favorite, only one, not multiple. What's your favorite thing about Thanksgiving?
Probably just being together with the fam.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate the food and everything, but that's another thing I appreciate about Christmas and Easter is just being with the family. I mean, typically we're with mom's side. I mean, I was always happy with either mom's side or dad's side. If because I know usually, I know for a while after Thanksgiving we were switching off every year.
Yeah, but, especially going to Auntie Pam and Uncle Jeff's.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, just being with family, you know, talking, catching up, you know, having a good time, having good chats, talking about, you know, sports or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just family without a doubt.
All right, so there's Trav's. Paige, what's your favorite part about Thanksgiving?
I would say the same. It's family.
And why? You can't go with this, all the same answer Trav just provided.
No, I think it's, I mean, it's nice to catch up with cousins, see, like, your favorite aunts and uncles, and then just, like, being together with siblings. I think, and, like, Brooke comes home, or we go to Brooke's. I think it's just nice to see, like, everybody. Mm-hmm. Your side, my side. Being together.
I don't think you've seen your new side in like 3 years, I think, right? I think it's
for
been Brooke's like 3 years straight.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So I would say for me, my favorite part is that like Thanksgiving's a marathon. So I just love the marathon effect of it and the turkey trot and
you don't do the turkey trot.
I like supporting all of our friends and family that do the turkey trot. That's what I'm all about, is supporting people with the turkey trot from home on the couch, waking up. So I would say I agree with you guys. Obviously, love the family part. I love the nap period. Well, not the nap period, but like the relaxation period after eating. I like sitting there and just plopping on the couch and just sitting there. And whether it's football, it could be a movie that's on. It could be Adam's Family Values that's on to celebrate Thanksgiving. I could watch that and it'll make my day watching that.
Hard pass.
That's sad. So, Trev, least favorite part.
I can tell you what used to be my least favorite part was the food, actually, because because Lord knows, growing up, I was a picky eater and still kind of am to this day. But
definitely broadened your horizons, though. Yeah. You've expanded it for sure.
Horizon, definitely expanded with food. Least favorite part.
You're like family.
Probably having to wait for the food. The waiting period for the food, if it's still going.
Like social hour, kind of. Mm-hmm. Like, so just discussing and talking with family. I just don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Probably, just...
The waiting period?
Typically, the waiting period for the food, because I just want to get to whoever's house we're going to. I just want to get there, get to eating right away.
But
typically, we got to wait, like, an hour or some shit, and then start eating. But, I'd say the waiting period.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Paige, you cannot steal Trev's answer this time. You have to come up with your own.
The food.
All right, fair enough. I'll give it to you. And why? Why, Miss Lover of the Thanksgiving? Well, we'll get to that. You can still say in general why. You just feel like the plate isn't as
bland. It's just, it's dry. It's bland.
God, I hope our family's listening to all of this right now.
I mean, I don't know. There's just nothing exciting about it. There really isn't.
So is this, now Brooke's been providing the meals for the last 3 years. Our family's provided Thanksgiving meals. So what you're saying about all of our family's meals for Thanksgiving is that they're dry and bland.
I just think turkey,
and you don't know what to say about them.
Turkey in general is dry. And there's some, I mean, when they did the fried turkey.
Yeah.
I think that was probably one of the best turkeys I've ever had.
Was it still dry?
It wasn't.
It wasn't?
No. It was pretty good. You had it.
I don't remember.
And then, I don't know, just turkey.
I was probably
dry.
Drinking with Todd.
It's dry.
So that's your biggest takeaway of the least favorite part, then, is the dry turkey and the food in general?
Yeah, and, like, I don't like cranberries. Mm-hmm. I don't want a cranberry sauce. And, like, the fact that, like, you take it out of a... Sometimes you take it out of a can, and then you use the can
return
lines
it,
to
it's
slice.
Like...
Yeah, literally.
And it just plops on the plate.
And it's so weird. It's, like, a long, and then it, like, gets super short. I don't know. It is... That thing should not change shape the way it does.
I think we're gonna have cranberries for dinner at some point soon, and I'm just gonna buy a can of it. It's gonna be Ocean Spray cranberries too. It's gonna be the most like McDonald's version of cranberries we can get, which I think is Ocean Spray. Yeah.
Sure.
And you're gonna eat the whole thing.
I can't.
You're gonna have
I
to
will
eat.
Not be
you gotta take
it.
One big fork scoop out of it while it's still shaped and it's can shaped. And eat it that way.
No.
I think it's a pretty fair thing to do. No? You know what? You'll do it. You'll be fine. I think my least favorite would be... God. I don't even... I think it's the waking up part to get ready for Thanksgiving. I think it's is it? Oh, you think that's pretty? Are you? Did you make that face like that's such a cop out, or is that
I said
like
that that's earlier a, in the podcast?
You did. What'd you say about?
You wake up and there's nothing to do. It's so boring. There's no excitement.
I get excited for Thanksgiving. Oh, you don't. Yeah, I definitely get excited for Thanksgiving. I would say it's getting up and having to get ready. Because I don't want to put jeans on. I don't want to put nice pants on.
Wore jeans,
I don't know, honestly. To be honest, I don't know. And that's, I choose not to because I don't want to. I don't want to wear jeans. I don't want, I'd rather wear sweatpants. Obviously, since our family judges me on a yearly basis of wearing sweats to family outings and whether it's Christmas or Thanksgiving, which is probably one of our favorite, like top two holidays, I think, of the year is Thanksgiving. So, I think it's getting up and getting ready and having to go that I dread it. And then getting there, I'm ready to rock. And it's like, okay, I'm ready for a drink and I'm ready for, I don't really think there's like appetizers involved for Thanksgiving, right?
There are.
Not that I can remember. Maybe bread. But
yeah. it gives you the opportunity to break bread, guys. Mm-hmm. You got to break bread. Can you think of an appetizer, Paige?
I can think of a few.
Okay, go ahead. List them off.
I'm going to have to look them up.
Okay, wait. You just said you could think of a few. Can you think of one before even looking it up? Think of one before even looking it up. Can't say bread.
I don't know if it's necessarily like a Thanksgiving tradition appetizer.
Focaccia bread.
I do love that. Let's see.
Come on, what do you got? Did you look up Thanksgiving appetizers?
Yeah, for this I did. Ew, a cranberry brie dip.
Oh, that's got to be fantastic. That's probably great. Do you think it comes out of the ocean spray can?
Goat cheese stuffed bacon jalapeno wraps. That sounds legit.
That sounds like something you should just put with the rest of the meals.
Ooh, fig and pumpkin seed bruschetta.
That's interesting. That'd be very interesting to try. Anything else?
I mean, look at the hard-boiled eggs in the shape of pumpkins.
Are they deviled eggs?
Look at those.
They got to be deviled eggs. Oh my gosh, they are deviled eggs. I was right. I was right. Look at that.
Stop it. You can make
so
turkey chocolate covered strawberries.
Oh, wow. Look that up if you're listening. What was it? Turkey chocolate covered strawberries.
Yes.
And you could use like a strawberry sauce as the gravy to put over the turkeys.
No, they're not.
Sorry that I'm not sorry. Look at that. So, yeah, but that can be in addition to it. Okay, so we're going to move on to Drunk Wednesday. So I brought this up to you. I don't know if you knew this, Trev, and there might be a lot of people that have known this. I've never known this personally. So when I looked it up, I thought it was extremely interesting. Looking up Drunk Wednesday, do you guys know where it started? Or at least what the internet claims where it started?
Yes, because you just told me. So yeah. I won't say it.
No clue.
Chicago. Oh. Chicago suburbs.
Oh.
Yeah. At least that's what the internet's saying. Now people could be like, you're an idiot. That's not where it started from. It says that it started from the Chicago suburbs. So I just thought that was really interesting. I didn't really write a lot of details on it. I do remember one of my Drunk Wednesday nights was when I called you to ask you if you could pick me up. And I think you're like, yeah, I totally can. And then 3 minutes later, you call and you're like, I can't do it. I'm intoxicated and I'm not able to do this right now. I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, it's fine, Trev. I could do it. And I think Dad called, or I called Dad next. And it's funny because like usually like I feel like Mom and Dad would never question like why I'm calling them to ask. But like that was the first time I think Dad was like, where's Trev at? And I was like, Trev's in the basement sleeping. I think he's slightly inebriated too, and he's unable to get me. So can you please come get me? And I think I came home. I think when Dad got me, I got home that night, and I think I did go straight to the basement and started having beers with you and continue to play probably NBA, which is our typical go-to when we sit in the basement on a holiday night and sit there and do that. But that's one of my fondest memories, I think, of the Drunk Wednesday moments. I think Paige and I have had a couple good duke out sessions while drinking early on in our relationship during a Drunk Wednesday night. I think that actually might have been one of the nights. I think I was walking home because I got in trouble with you that night. One of the Drunk Wednesday nights.
I don't know.
Was it? You don't think I was in trouble with you?
I'm sure you were.
Yeah. So that's okay. Yes, I most definitely was. So yeah, I just thought that was very interesting. Did you look it up? Did you look up like?
There's a couple of different things. There are a few sources that say Chicago, but somebody also said the University of Minnesota.
University of Minnesota, really? Yeah. Okay, interesting. Maybe we'll have to make that a research project for us at some point. And look into is to see who, because it seemed like the majority of, I mean, I, of course, I also didn't see like that source of universe. The sources that I saw were claiming that it was the Chicago suburbs is what it said that created it or started it. So if you're a University of Minnesota student, you're listening, I apologize, but you probably didn't start it. So, all right, we'll get into the one that I thought would be very good. And we had our lovely mother provide the 10 that we ranked. Paige's lovely mother-in-law now. We've got 10 foods here. We all ranked them. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to have Paige go last. You know what? I'll start. Trev, you go. And then Paige is going to go. We will critique at some point here because we did have some questions prior to starting the recording regarding the selections. But I think the selections are pretty on point. So, all right, Trev, I'm going to fire it off. Paige, I'm going to fire it off here. So we're going to rank these. I'm going to give you my top 10 from top to bottom. We'll all do the same, and we'll just get right out of it. So number one, I've got – you know what? Hang on. I'll list them all off, and I'll give you the – no, screw it. We'll go by the ranking. I can't make up my mind. Number one, I've got sweet potatoes.
Okay.
Number two, I've got mashed potatoes. So, yeah, I'm going full on, full-blown potatoes right out the 1-2 punch.
Okay.
Number three – I went stuffing. Number four, I went dressing. Number five, I went turkey. Middle of the pack, tryptophan. Number six, I went Polish salad, which I feel like Krisha would love that one. Number seven, I went just desserts in general because I feel like there's just so many different desserts that we can't go create another 10 of that. And everyone has different desserts. Number eight, I went with green beans. Number nine, I went with cranberries. And number 10, I went with Jell-O mold. So that's my 10.
So many 10 questions for your mom.
That's my 10. Why don't we do our, we'll do our 10s and then we can tap into like what we think where others are off. Trev, go ahead.
One, I went turkey because
okay.
Turkey is one of the two foods that I used to always eat.
Yep, that's right.
When I was a picky eater.
That's right.
Two, desserts, without a doubt. Always been a dessert fan. Three, mashed potatoes. Four, Jell-O mold. Five, sweet potatoes.
The mold.
Jell-O mold was high up there.
Six green beans. Seven, dressing. Eight, cranberries. Nine, stuffing. And I don't even know what the fuck Polish salad is, to be honest. Like,
it's like, I don't know what the...
We need to phone a friend and call your mom and ask her what Polish
salad is. We could. Do you want to try and call her from your phone? Because we can't from mine. Trevor, your ears? You want to try and call mom and see if we can get her on the horn here and put her on speaker? The Polish salad, I just remember that, obviously, it's leaves of lettuce. It's lettuce. Let's see if we can get her on the horn here. I don't know what's, like, mixed into it, like, with the dressing, quote-unquote, would be. I know there's hard-boiled eggs involved. She might be passed out, too, since it's like, what time is it? Probably like they're ahead of an hour ahead. So
11,
our parents, Paige's now in-laws, are in New York preparing for the New York Marathon. Mom?
Yep.
Hi. So we've got you. We're recording right now. We're recording the podcast.
Uh-huh.
We've got you on here. And before we get to Paige's top 10, Trev and I did our top 10 of the foods. Paige wants to ask you a question.
Okay. What is Polish salad?
Can you go into detail of the Polish salad, please?
It's not really Polish salad, but that's what we called it as kids. Because my mom said that it was the salad that they used to have all the time. It was, just regular iceberg lettuce torn up. And then it's... hard-boiled eggs sliced in there, and the dressing was mayonnaise with a little bit of milk to kind of thin it out. You can even use like a little bit of sour cream and sugar and salt and pepper.
And I love this too.
Oh, it's awesome! It's so good.
Is there anything else that goes in there, or is it just that iceberg lettuce?
So, Trev, where does it fall on your ranking?
Trev, what number? Trev, tell mom what number you had the Polish salad as.
I put it at number 10.
And it's out of 10, Mom. And it's not, 10's not the highest, it's the lowest.
Yeah.
See, that's, and you know what? Trev was very honest about that. And Trev said, he goes, I was a very picky eater at the time. And turkey was my main go-to. So maybe we'll just, that'll be another thing. So we're going to have Paige take a giant forkful of cranberries this year and take a big bite. And we'll have Trev take a big bite of the Polish salad this year to see if maybe it climbs up his rankings.
Okay. That's a great idea.
Yes. So, all right, well, we'll let you go and have a great night, Mother.
Real quick, now, we did remember the sweet potatoes were on there, right?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I think I had them number one. Trev, where'd you have them?
Five.
And then we're going to get to Paige's. We'll keep you on edge for that one.
Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah, Mom, do you want to define dressing since we had that in the 10?
The dressing is stuffing.
Oh, crap. I put the stuffing. I was thinking of the dressing as the gravy. Oh, Jesus. Well, we have top nine. I'll count the dressing as... All right, well, we have top nine then. So, good news, your Polish salad went up a spot then on Trev's rankings since the stuffing and the dressing are one and the same thing.
Yeah, no, yeah. But the gravy is very important, though, in the whole...
We'll count the gravy as the dressing for us.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Okay, whatever.
All right, fine. We'll call it gravy then. We'll just call it gravy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dressing's dressing.
Yeah. All right. I love you.
Love you too.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye. And that was our phone a friend segment, ladies and gentlemen. So, all right, Paige, line us up. Give us your top 10. We'll count the dressing as great, which I assumed we all thought it was gravy was the dressing when we said it.
No, I Googled it and dressing was completely different.
It's stuffing.
Stuffing did come up as...
Because, like, I don't view, like, when I think of dressing, I think of the term dressing as, like, dressing the turkey, like, with the gravy. That's what I think of dressing as. So I don't take my stuffing and, like, spread it over the turkey or over anything else. I don't know. That's right?
Yeah, actually, a lot of it is popping up as stuffing.
Gravy? Stuffing? Damn it. All right, well, either way, we're counting the dressing as gravy for the record.
We could have added Brussels sprouts.
Throw it in there, then. Make that your 10th.
No, it's okay.
I'll go.
So I put sweet potatoes as number one.
Copier.
Stuffing is number two. Green beans, number three. Desserts, number four. Mashed potatoes, five. Turkey, six. Polish salad, seven. But now I'm going to drop that. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
And then dressing, eight, unfortunately. So that's kind of ironic that stuffing's two and dressing's eight. And then cranberries, 9, jello mold, 10. So, no one wants a jello mold.
Okay, go into that. What was your first reaction when I wrote that down? You go, jello mold? What is jello mold?
I've never been to a holiday where there was a jello mold.
So I will say, I never thought of it like now until like as we've gotten older. Like when we were younger, I would always be like, jello mold, jello mold, jello mold. Now when I say it, it sounds very moldy and disgusting, like jello mold.
Like
jiggly. Honey, pass the jello mold. I want some of that jello mold.
And like when people
jiggly.
Have like
jello's always been jiggly, though, no matter what.
When people have like floating food in the jello mold.
Oh. What about marshmallows? Would you be okay with marshmallows in there?
That's like when people put marshmallows in the sweet potatoes. Don't do that.
Our mom makes that one jello that's like, it's like almost like the, it's got like the coconut and the marshmallow on the bottom of it.
Doesn't matter.
It's like a layer. I think it's molded together. No. Our mother makes it. Thank you very much. It's just that multicolored one. Is it like the green and red and orange or something like that?
I was about to say, that's the multicolored one that you all make. Your mom
Yeah, it's good. It's moldy. It's good. It's got a good jello moldy to it.
The fact that your mom makes a jello mold that you specifically both remember that you like.
Tells you how much that we like
that
it.
You ranked it last on your Thanksgiving.
Because it's not something I'm going to go out of my way to get. Now, also, for the record, when it comes to the Jell-O mold, what do you know about me when it comes to my Thanksgiving plate?
You keep everything separate.
Correct. So I don't want my turkey gravy or
so
my turkey dressing.
Why do you allow floating marshmallows?
I want it on its own island, so it's jiggling on its own island. I don't like my foods touching. Trev, do you have an issue with your foods touching? Semi, not as much,
yeah,
right?
Semi, yeah.
You're not like major on it. Like, it's not going to end your world if they touch.
I can't remember who I was telling this to recently, but I'm someone who actually does. I'm fine if they border each other, but I don't like them, you know,
fully like intertwining.
Yeah, like I would not appreciate Jell-O mold being on my turkey.
Yeah, see, I like Jell-O mold, but I don't want it. If the turkey gravy gets on the Jell-O mold, that's done for me. Mm-hmm. No, done.
So, what if? Do you put, like, the stuffing, the potatoes, the turkey, and gravy all together?
So, there are certain... Now, I go by a certain rule. And if in my mind, mentally, I think that the two can...
But I'm saying, mentally, does that go for you?
Yes. Yeah, the stuffing and the gravy and the turkey and the stuffing and the gravy I could do together.
In there.
Corn?
Yeah.
We could have probably thrown corn in our list, actually. I would... You see, corn with the mashed potatoes, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't have an issue with. Corn on its own island and gravy starts touching it and like the Jell-O mold. What if the corn's in the Jell-O mold? Like you said, floating vegetables and fruit and stuff in the Jell-O mold.
So why do you eat the Popeye's chicken bowl?
Oh, I think that's fantastic.
It has all of that with
yeah.
the corn.
Right. Again, it's a mentality. See, I don't see it all. They just give me that bowl and they say, there you go, deal with it. When it comes to me making my plate, that's a different story. Like I make sure the stuff is separate. Like the Jell-O mold has to be separate. Obviously, the desserts are already on a separate plate in general.
What's your number one dessert?
I forgot what those cookies are called that Mom makes, but they're like those, not the melting moments. I love the melting moments, but I feel like the melting moments I prefer on Christmas for some reason. Yeah. Though it's like those, like it's got like the raspberry jam in the middle, and it's got the powdered sugar over it. It's kind of like...
I was going to say kolaches.
Yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom. There we go. I would say the kolaches are my favorite Thanksgiving dessert, at least cookie. But I think overall, I could probably slam like 15 of those if I wanted to. Mm. Any jam, doesn't matter. I would eat all of them.
Yeah.
So that would be my go-to
what
for the dessert.
Toe jam?
Toe jam, put it in the kolache. I'll eat it. Jam it up. What would be your favorite dessert, Paige?
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie? Try you.
Either pumpkin or apple pie.
Or apple, yeah. And you make an apple pie now. You've been making the apple pie, haven't you, the past couple years?
Past couple, yeah, Thanksgivings, yeah. I've gone out of my way to... The one year I did make it, so I postponed it to Christmas and then made cookies in addition.
Yeah.
But apple pie and pumpkin pie is something I've really gotten into the past couple years for desserts.
You should try even testing yourself further and make an apple pancake.
Mm, yeah.
And I'll be the critique. I'll be the one to judge it. Mm. Kind of like when Mom would make her apple pie, or apple pancake. But yeah, that's I do love the pies. But I think, I also, the reason I go for the cookies are because I'm so filled up from the dinner. I don't know how people are able to turn around and be like, I'll have some dessert now. Like,
it's called pacing yourself.
I understand that. I don't know that rule with my eating. So
or
I want to eat and I go
that
full
don't
blown.
Like Thanksgiving, we just want dessert.
I mean, you didn't have dessert. You didn't have dessert in your top three.
It's number four.
Exactly. So it wasn't top three.
Switch out green
beans. Okay, you put green beans before your dessert? And you're like, that's because some of us look forward to getting to the dessert. Yeah, fourth best on your list, though. So clearly you don't look that forward to it. Yeah, that's what I thought. So you said sweet potatoes is your number one, which I... I'm spot on with that. The sweet potatoes are, for sure, numero uno. What's your favorite part about the sweet potatoes?
Depends on how it's made.
Absolutely. That's where I'm getting it. So how does it have to be? What's your preference of it together?
I don't know. I just love them all.
Do you want marshmallows on it?
No.
What about you, Trev?
Marshmallows I've never had with sweet potatoes, but I probably wouldn't mind that at all.
Yeah.
If the sweet potatoes have enough butter and brown sugar.
Yeah.
I mean, it's at number five, so I don't look as forward to that one as much as...
Like, I do know the ingredients, though, to it.
If it's got enough butter and brown sugar, if it's, it almost...
It mushes it up and makes it that much hotter and better, too.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I think Mom has always not been a fan of the marshmallows on it. I feel like for her personally, I think she... doesn't want that on there. It's like not her preference for making the sweet potatoes.
She prefers
the Jell-O mold. Yeah. Sweet mold. It's a sweet mold. That's what it's called now. Sweet potato mold. So that, she doesn't like the marshmallows. I actually don't mind the marshmallows. I personally, doesn't bother me whatsoever. I think Dad likes it because I think Dad's family is the one that does the marshmallows. I don't think Dad minds it. I think Dad likes it. I like it. Like, I'm not going to be like, I don't think if you threw marshmallows on it, it's going to change my opinion on it being number one on my list. I think it's still going to stay the same for me and sit at number one, whether there's marshmallows or not marshmallows on it. And then the mash, I just love the mash too, the mash in general, because the dressing, the gravy, matches with all of it. So I think the mash for sure. You had turkey, right, Trev?
Yeah, it's number one, yeah.
Number one turkey, so with the gravy or without the gravy?
I can go without.
You can go without?
Yeah.
Really?
I can eat it with gravy. Gravy's, again, another thing that I was always picky on. But, yeah, I'll add a little bit of gravy, but salt's my main thing with turkey. I mean, really, with meat overall.
I was going to ask if you salt.
Yeah, like beef or pork or whatever. I mean, it's salt's my main go-to with, you know, enhancing the flavor. And you know me, I usually have to have a leg every year.
Somehow,
I always manage to get a leg every
year. You do.
Because no one else wants it. So I'm like, all right, perfect. I'll take it.
Wasn't there a certain inspiration behind the leg, too?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, from Mortal Kombat.
Kano. He was a character. And in the original Mortal Kombat movie, he's just destroying this turkey leg. And I think you grew, like, a major fascination with that character just because he was a badass character and he was an awesome character to watch and play with in the Mortal Kombat games. And I think that's where you were like determined to get the leg every time it came to Thanksgiving.
I think honestly, when I was a toddler, mom would kind of like to at least get me to come over and get food. She'd be like, Trev, you want the turkey leg like from Mortal Kombat? You want the turkey?
She would.
Oh my God.
And then she'd be like, come on, Kano, come get your lunch. No, she would. I'm just making that part up. Well,
dark meat or white meat? I'm dark.
I was going to ask you that. So that's okay. I'd probably go white. I think I'd go white.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You don't know.
White's just because you don't dry, like either. So I guess dark.
You're all about that dry.
I am.
You're all about that dryness.
It's not even good when you reheat it. Like,
Do you see it as the same as cold cut turkey?
Yeah, I've never been a fan of cold cut turkey either.
What about ground turkey? Sorry, Kev.
I mean, yeah, no.
No?
No.
So why'd you make it then with the ground turkey?
It was a new recipe.
Oh, okay. So you were willing to
expand
your horizons.
When have I made it since?
What? You haven't. But I feel like you haven't because of Kevin finding out that it was ground turkey when he was eating it.
Poor guy.
And for everyone that doesn't know, Kevin doesn't mess with turkey. Turkey's not his thing. And
he was eating it until I told him. I don't think I
should have said anything. I think that's where because I don't think he would have known it was turkey the whole time. And then I opened my big mouth and then I was like, Paige, Kevin's eating turkey. And it was like his facial expression just went.
And he literally just put his plate blank on the table.
Well, do you feel like you have a different view or opinion on Thanksgiving at this point, Paige, after we've done this episode and we've discussed? No, you were pretty quick to answer that. Why not?
Sorry, I think I have an eyelash in my eye.
Is that what Thanksgiving does to you?
Yes.
Puts eyelashes in your eyes?
No, but this was a very entertaining conversation, hearing what you guys have to say about Thanksgiving.
Did it change your mind on Jell-O mold?
It's hysterical. It's funnier than it was before.
Jell-O mold.
In French.
Oui, pass the Jell-O mold.
But I don't even know what I was saying. I lost my train of thought.
What would be your? I'll give you two. What would be your two biggest takeaways from this episode with discussing Thanksgiving?
Trev loves turkey legs. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I just see this little like cute kid eating a giant turkey leg. Like, it just sounds so funny.
We'll call him Traino, Trev Kano.
Yeah, Traino.
Traino. But he's Tregan.
And then Polish salad. Normally I'm all for your mom's Polish food, but I did not expect Polish salad to be that.
Now, for the record, are you going to try it? You will try it. You always try the stuff.
I don't like hard-boiled eggs. I think that's
what about without? But you don't have to have the hard-boiled. It's still really good, even with the mayonnaise and the milk and the sour cream and the sugar. Sarah remembered all of that.
I mean, it sounds like it's almost like a coleslaw, so I'll try it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So you'll try it. You'll try it for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's really good. I like hard-boiled eggs, and Trev likes hard. See, you might. It might climb your rankings now, Trev, when you try
it. It might.
I don't know. I'm not too big on mayonnaise, so.
What?
No. Yeah. Mayonnaise is disgusting.
I just imagine someone taking, like, so when I, not to get sidetracked here either, like, I told Paige recently, not this part. I think of mayonnaise the same way I think of sour cream. Mm-hmm. And I don't have an issue with sour cream.
Hang on.
Sour cream. When you go to Chipotle, I don't get sour cream anymore. Mm-hmm. And the reason I don't get sour cream anymore is because I feel like they take a bucket of sour cream and they dump it onto the bowl. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like the scoop is larger than the bowl itself. Mm-hmm. And it just, like, it, like, I just imagine them plopping it on there, and it's just like it's just like,
yeah,
like it just plops right onto the food, and it sits. It doesn't, like, move. It's almost like Jell-O where it just, it smacks the plate and it just jiggles a little bit and it just stays there and stays put. So that's how I manage. That's how I imagine mayonnaise too. I don't mind mayonnaise, mm-hmm. but I feel like if someone took a spoonful of mayonnaise and just slapped it onto a plate, it would just go mm-hmm. and just sit there yeah. and stay still and jiggle.
Well, it's funny you mention that because this is a slightly different. Different scenario, but remember when Mariano's, I don't know if they still make it, but the cheese popcorn, like
yeah.
they do the freshly made popcorn and they make the cheese popcorn.
Yeah.
We obviously used to work there, and in the back by the produce section, they had a bucket of just like, it almost just looked like hard, just cheese.
Ew.
And a couple of my coworkers were standing with me. He looked at me, he's like,
yeah, just spit up my beer.
Just think about that. That's what you're eating when you get Mariano's cheese popcorn.
Was that Zach?
Oh, no, it wasn't Zach. It was someone else.
But... okay. I feel like that's something Zach would say.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
I mean, we all know Rick Grimes or Maggie would probably eat that, would eat yeah. that block of cheese.
Yeah.
Paige's girl, Maggie. Right, Maggie? Was it Maggie yeah. that Paige didn't like?
Can't stand her.
Yeah.
So, okay, so yours was, we said... It was Polish salad and Trev's turkey leg. Trev, what's your? Yeah. We'll give you two. What's your two biggest takeaways?
That Paige just really dislikes Thanksgiving. I think they need to get going on some Thanksgiving movies.
Nice. There you go. Yeah.
I think I could never come up with one, but. I think there's got to be some people out there that could come up with a decent Thanksgiving movie.
What would be...
Any directors or, I don't you know. I wouldn't really care what directors, what actors you get.
It's got to be Quentin Tarantino,
yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah, probably, yeah, Quentin Tarantino.
I feel like he'd make a great, like, insane Thanksgiving movie. Mm-hmm. What would be your ideal plot of a Thanksgiving movie? Would it have to be family genre or murder genre? What would it have to be?
Probably a family genre.
You're like, but, that involves murdering.
But thank you. You mentioned Quentin Tarantino. I'd be fine with a murderous Thanksgiving movie, too, I think.
And
where, like, at the end of the movie, they're all, like, caught up and bleeding and shit, but they're just sitting there enjoying their dinner.
And
oh! Yeah.
I feel like the killer would be called the Capricorn Killer with a K. Mm-hmm.
For the cornucopia?
Oh, wait, no, not cornucopia. Oh. Damn it! The Cornucopia Killer with a K. I think that'd be... Well, that's a good one, Trev. That's, yeah, the Thanksgiving movie. That's a great... I didn't even think about that one.
Yeah.
I think mine would be Trev's first one, which would be that... Obviously, I knew Paige is disliking for Thanksgiving, but I think it's going to have to be a new family tradition that we all cheers to Paige celebrating Thanksgiving every year now.
It's not that I don't celebrate.
So we're going to have to...
Not that fun.
We're going to have to make sure that we cheers to you every year being there and being so happy to be a part of Thanksgiving, regardless of the family. You're going to be thankful and you're going to be giving because those are the two things you represent. And then my other one would be, even though I wrote this stuff down prior to it, I think my other one would be that, at least according to a majority of Google, that the Chicago suburbs started Drunk Wednesday.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty interesting. And again, if it is true, great. If it's not, I'm not surprised the internet led us the wrong way either. But I think that's pretty interesting. I never knew that until I actually wanted to research for this episode for us and actually look into certain things. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think the best would be Trev's, though, with the Thanksgiving movies. I forgot about that.
That was good.
We did it so early on that it's like I already forgot about that. And yeah, we got our Thanksgiving. We've got Quentin Tarantino lined up and we'll have him write a movie that involves. It has to have Trev's ending, though. It's got to have Trev's ending. Yeah.
I could see that in a movie, too, ending that way.
Yeah.
Like, everybody ripped up, bleeding. They're all, like, passing around the dishes.
Yeah.
This probably happened in a movie, but I feel like that's how it, I think.
But yeah, it's got to be Thanksgiving
it
theme
just
now.
It makes me think of, like, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Like.
Yeah, kind of.
I just feel that's a really great ending.
There you go.
And that's a funny ending.
Maybe Trev will look into directing. A short film. A short Thanksgiving film. Trev's Giving. And that's what we're calling the episode.
Trev's Giving. I like that.
We're going to end it on that.
I can start celebrating Thanksgiving.
It's called Trev's Giving. So it'll be Trev's Giving, and we're going to cheers to Paige for Trev's Giving. There we go. That's perfect. All right. Well, I think we're going to close it out there. Oh, we're ending on Trev's Giving. And that'll be the name of the episode. That'll be the name of the episode. That's my French accent. Well, thanks for joining, guys.
Yeah.
Welcome back. We'll be doing more. We're going to do more, and it won't all be Trev's Giving, but it'll be more of the two of you and what Paige dislikes and what Trev likes. Okay. And we are signing off. Happy Trev's Giving to everyone.
Happy Trev's Giving.
Yeah, happy Trev's Giving.
And I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks, guys.